Make the most out of your daily commute or next road trip in a new Audi from Audi Atlanta. And what better way to do it than behind the wheel of a stylish Audi A5 Sportback? Hey, it's Finn, along with my friends at Audi Atlanta, here to introduce this city to the Audi A5 Sportback. With a versatile and athletic design, the beauty lies within, combining the sleekness of a coupe with the practicality of a four-door hatchback. And right now, you can lease the Audi A5 Sportback for $537 per month. Find yours at AudiAtlanta.com. And use the Jim Ellis Expressway to start or complete your entire purchase online, or shop in person on Peachtree Boulevard just inside the perimeter. Experience the thrill of driving like never before at Audi Atlanta. Offer applies to a 36-month lease, 2024 Audi A5 Sportback 40, $537 per month, 10,000 miles per year, with $4,731 due at signing. Example stock number A25954, MSRP $49,905, excludes tax, tag, and title fees. Offer expires 5/31/24 with approved credit.
Extra 106.3 would like to welcome you home. This is the All Four Seasons Home Show with Jim Niarchos and Dan Watkins, only on Extra 106.3 FM.
Welcome to the All Four Seasons Home Show with your sponsor, Dan Watkins. I'm Jim Niarchos. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Jim. How are you doing today?
It is an incredible morning, and I'm very excited about today's show. And, you know, I love the fact that what we do here on the All Four Seasons Home Show, you know, we really go out on a limb to help our listeners, all right? We make sure that we don't have any shady characters on here, any shady companies. We get down to the root of the problem, right?
That's right. Right here. Just like the Democrats, right? They get to the root of the problems.
Well, I'm going to tell you something. You don't want to get me started on that, because then we'll leave that to the Morning Extra. Yes, Tug, Rhino, Carlos, every morning, Monday through Friday, 6 to 10, the Morning Extra, giving you the straight story, right? The truth, sometimes the truth hurts, Dan.
Yeah, and, you know, sometimes it's in short supply.
And, people need to wake up.
Yeah,
from
they sure do.
Yeah, so, and we also got the talk master, Neil Bortz, who's going to tell you what he thinks several times a day here on Extra 106.3. And the immovable force, Kim Peterson, the Kimmer. Every day, what, 3 to 6, Monday through Friday?
Quite a lineup.
The Kim Peterson and Pete Davis and Flounder. So, you know, if you want the truth, Extra 106.3 FM is the place to get it, the home of Fox News Radio and Atlanta's only conservative news talk station.
That's right, Jim. But now we got to talk trees here, buddy.
Are we talking trees today? This is the city of trees, Atlanta.
It is. It's when built out of forest.
Well, let me tell you, when you talk about trees in Metro Atlanta, there's only one man to talk to, a former guest, an old friend, Mr. Bob Coombs of Tomahawk Tree. Bob, welcome back to the All Four Seasons Home Show.
Well, thank you, Jim. Good to be back.
Well, we're glad to have you, and I know you're busy as the devil, and we really appreciate you taking time to give our audience some good tips and advice, and so we're proud to have you. And we'd like to start off by, you know, we get new listeners all the time. They may not be familiar with you. Can you give a little short bio on yourself and how you got into this industry and how Tomahawk started?
Absolutely. I started in the landscaping business. Mm-hmm. I had a brief stint in the food industry, and I loved the landscaping. And one day somebody came by and said, "Hey, you want to get into trees?" I mean, I got into trees and eventually became Tomahawk. And Tomahawk has been world champion tree removal.
Well, you know, people know Tomahawk's kind of become an Atlanta institution, isn't it?
Well, I should be in an institution as busy as we are, but yeah, it's been a good ride. We've accomplished a lot of things. I think we've seen the direction change from the old timey. I knew a guy who pulled out trees with mules. The mayor of
Yeehaw.
The mayor of Roswell's brother Wayne would come to a job site, and he would have a team of mules and pull. Now it was there was very little property protection back then, and now it's changed 360. Mm-hmm. Property protection now is what it is all about. There's lots of guys still doing it. Doing the big bobcats with the grapple buckets on front, which just destroy people's property.
Right.
Now we're operating on these plastic industrial equipment mats with little mini bobcats, and we're able to literally do almost zero impact tree removal. And we recently had a customer that had his best friend was with one of the biggest tree companies in Atlanta. It's actually a national company. And he chose us because of the low impact equipment.
Wow. And a lot of people, they don't think about that, do they? Until they're in the middle of it.
It is a shame that people tend to consider price only.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they definitely do in the tree business.
How about
the door business?
Same thing, huh?
You know, listen, I don't feel the same way with the doors. I feel like, you know, there's probably 10% of people it's price and that's it. But I feel like if you show them a different quality door or whatever, you know, on a certain product.
Educate your customer.
But with a tree, right, they're just thinking, hey, this thing's gone. Doesn't matter how they do it. You just, you know, this guy's going to get rid of it the same as this guy. So I think that might be a little bit of the tree removal, why price is, it, you know, tends to be a big factor for a lot of people.
Yeah, and I try to encourage my sales staff to talk to people about the minis on the mats. That's a big deal. The other thing, you know, it's been busy, and one of the reasons I think it's been busy, you said it's the city of trees. Well,
right.
A lot of those trees are old trees, and old trees in urban areas have problems.
Oh, yeah.
And the buzzword of the day is xylem. That's the inside of the tree that's defenseless against fungus and bacteria. And the older a tree gets, the longer that bacteria and fungi have to eat that. That's the whole center of the tree, hence the tree hollowing.
Mm-hmm.
And the older it is, the more likely it is to be very hollow. So,
you know, we talking about, you know, the cost of professional tree service. What a lot of people need to understand is not only the investment in equipment and not destroying your landscape, but also it costs money to be in business and do things the right way for the right reasons, like just insurance and that type of thing. A lot of these guys that are coming there wanting to do the trees so cheap in your yard, they don't have any talk about that, the liability and all that.
Well, I had a customer the other day, and I said, look, I'll make sure you get the best price and get, you know, even if it's not me. So I said, well, let me, she had a couple estimates, and I said, well, let me check their insurance company.
Mm-hmm.
And I could spend days trying, going down these crazy rabbit holes, but there was no one to talk to at this insurance company. I tried to get one of my office staff to work on it. She's like, Bob, I hit a dead end, just yeah. like you, everywhere. So there's these companies out there. I don't know. I've never seen anything like it. I'm like, it can't cost much.
Mm-hmm.
You can't get a certificate from them. And I was just going to get a certificate if issued in her name, and I couldn't get it. Our insurance is real, and it's real expensive.
That's
too.
Right. I think, you know, the listeners out there, maybe a few of them out there understand the cost of insurance, but I think everybody out there, if you think about what can happen when a tree comes down, you realize how badly you need that insurance, and those insurance companies really charge for that because these things happen.
Yeah, and you know, 33 years in business, multiple crews, we've had accidents. We've had pieces of trees that were rotten that we couldn't see from the ground fall out. And it's not how you fall down, it's how you get up and how you take care of your customer.
Yeah, there's no question about that. And that's, for people that have never owned a business, that's true. You're going to have employees that make mistakes. You're going to have situations that just happen, and it's how you deal with it. And most people, when you deal with it the right way, they may be mad at first because you got to make a second trip or you got to repair something. But if you do it the right way, it's amazing. You usually have a customer for life.
That's right.
Bob, homeowners don't understand that their homeowner's insurance is not going to cover it if one of these guys fall out of a tree and breaks his back, right? They think that it doesn't. Isn't it the contractor's insurance that covers all that?
You know, it should be.
And that's why it's important to deal with somebody who's legitimate.
That's right. That's right. It's not when everything goes right. It's when something goes wrong,
mm-hmm.
and that's when you need to protect yourself. And that's why it's a good idea to get that certificate issued in your name.
Yeah, and I'm sure everybody's seen a few of those pictures with the tree going through the house, you know, either on the local news or passed around on their phone. I mean, it's...
Or the crane.
Or the crane, yep, I've seen that too. I mean, it's real, right? I mean, now, these things happen.
Now, when you get into tree removal on that level, there's lots of other insurance, like boom insurance, that you need to make sure that they have, because it's funny how they break all this up into little pieces so that, of course, so they can make the most money. But there's an inland marine policy just for the boom. That's not to mention all the other insurances that you've got to have, too. I think if I could miss my insurance payments for just 1 month, I could just go ahead and retire.
Wow. Yeah.
It's huge.
Well, it shows how responsible your company is to maintain these insurances and keep them current.
That's right.
Because homeowners need to be aware of being shown a certificate that's expired, right, Bob? Talk about that.
It used to be, decades ago, in the early 90s, we had a consumer awareness hotline. And back then, it was just good old boys that were in the tree business. And we got death threats from it. And that's back when we advertised in the yellow pages. And we were spending $7,000 a month in just Atlanta yellow page advertising. And with the consumer, we were the first people to ever do their own consumer awareness hotline. I think I had a guy named Jack Pepper record it. And it was fantastic. It told how to check different insurances, make sure the company was fully insured.
Well, you know what? It's amazing how fast time goes by when you have an interesting guest, Dan. We're already up against a break here on the All Four Seasons Home Show. But if you're just joining us, we're here with Bob Coombs of Tomahawk Tree, giving us lots of good tips and advice. And Bob's got a lot more to share about, you know, why it's important to pick the right tree company and what can happen with your tree. So we'll be right back after this short break. Don't go away.
Make the most out of your daily commute or next road trip in a new Audi from Audi Atlanta. And what better way to do it than behind the wheel of a stylish Audi A5 Sportback? Hey, it's Finn, along with my friends at Audi Atlanta, here to introduce this city to the Audi A5 Sportback. With a versatile and athletic design, the beauty lies within, combining the sleekness of a coupe with the practicality of a four-door hatchback. And right now, you can lease the Audi A5 Sportback for $537 per month. Find yours at AudiAtlanta.com. And use the Jim Ellis Expressway to start or complete your entire purchase online, or shop in person on Peachtree Boulevard just inside the perimeter. Experience the thrill of driving like never before at Audi Atlanta. Offer applies to a 36-month lease, 2024 Audi A5 Sportback 40, $537 per month, 10,000 miles per year, with 4731 due at signing. Example stock number A25954, MSRP $49,905, excludes tax, tag, and title fees. Offer expires 5/31/24 with approved credit.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
This is the All Four Seasons Home Show on Extra 106.3.
Welcome back to the All Four Seasons Home Show with your sponsor, Dan Watkins. I'm Jim Niarchos, and I want to remind you to download the the Extra 106.3 app to stream anywhere, any place, anytime, all the time. Right, Dan?
That's right. No excuses, Jim.
Yeah, absolutely. It's very, very convenient. You know, you can always listen on the radio, listen to us on Extra 106.3 FM, or we're simulcast 12:30 a.m. But the app, you just can't beat it. No, no matter where you're at, you don't have to worry about the signal or anything, right, Dan?
That's right. I mean, and again, they can go on anytime and download one of our shows. If it's a year from now, you got no need for tree removal, but all of a sudden you do, 8, 10, 12 months down the road, it's easy to hop back on and listen and understand what you need to know about when you're calling a tree removal.
That's right. We've got a whole library of information on the Extra 106.3 website. All the shows are on there under the All Four Seasons Home Show, but we also put every show out on Apple, Google, and Spotify. So if you're listening to Bob Coombs here from Tomahawk Tree, and you say, gee, I wish my brother, you know, heard this. He's having all kind of problems. Go on the podcast. Your brother can listen to Bob anytime, any place, right? Let's do it. All right. Like I said, we got Bob Coombs here from Tomahawk Tree. And, Bob, when it comes to trees, it's not just about removing a tree because it's in your way and you want to build a swimming pool, maybe you want a patio, maybe you want your grass to grow thicker so you don't want so much shade. There's a lot of trees where there's disease. I want you to talk about the disease, what it can do, how it works, and you know what we can do about it, and what Tomahawk Tree can do to alert the homeowner about these types of diseases.
Well, look up. Dangerous trees are everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And there's some, you know, I went to a plant biology workshop many decades ago. And it was really a class on everything I really never wanted to learn. When I started studying arboriculture, I really loved taxonomy and identification of trees. I loved rigging and tree removal. I loved just everything about it. Pruning. Even took classes in bonsai. I've been to Taiwan to learn bonsai. And when I got to this class, I was almost tricked into going to it because it was on in Beaufort, South Carolina. The girl said, bring your boat. And so we brought our boat, but this was a difficult class. And it was about root damage and soil types. And I didn't want to learn about that, but I was kind of forced to. And there were some big names at that class. And they considered the month of the land disturbance, because the sap could be up, the sap could be down. They considered the whether it was a cut or a fill in the construction end of it, whether they cut the root or put dirt over the root. They considered the species of trees, because some trees rot faster than others. Our post oak is like our epiwood. They made posts out of it, stuck it in the ground, and they'd last almost 150 years. Poplars, on the other hand, very quick to rot. So they had all these considerations. And when a builder comes in and grades the land, it starts this decay process because it injures the root. It cuts the root or smothers the root, and the root starts to rot. And it's a one-way trip into the root mat, or what we call sometimes the compression plate of the tree. And once it gets in there, it's in the xylem of the root or the trunk. That's the center part. That's kind of inert. It's, if you will, it's the two. If we were to mill a piece of lumber, it would be the 2x4. That's why we protect our house from rot. We make sure it's sealed up. We make sure it's painted, so that that the fungus and bacteria don't get to the xylem, which is the 2x4. And these trees, and if the tree was there prior to the original land disturbance or any land disturbance, it could be a secondary disturbance of the land, like you building a pool. The roots will get damaged if they're in that work zone, and that decay will start. Now, we can also look at these trees, and we could teach homeowners how to look at these trees and come up with an assessment. We do free hazard tree assessments, but there's all kind of ways you can look at a tree and see if it has problems.
Well, it's incredible. I'm very impressed, Dan, with the knowledge that Bob has. I mean, this is, you can't tell me that every tree company has this kind of knowledge that he's talking about.
No, but I will say, Bob, you had me on the edge of my seat. I thought you were going to tell me what to look for when, you know, when we got a bad tree. How can the average homeowner understand if there's a problem and it needs to either be looked at from someone like you, or it just, that tree needs to come down?
Well, people ask me all the time, how do I protect my property? Let's kind of start there. Well, first, I say the obvious, okay? A homeowner can look at a tree, and if it has a big, steep lean towards the structure, that's something that needs to be... That's
common sense.
Yeah, it's obvious. Trees pretty much like to be straight up on level ground. That this is Atlanta. We have rolling hills. That can't always be you know, possible. But... So when the builder cuts out a spot for your home, the remaining trees are going to try to start growing into that open space and start becoming heavy on that side. All the limbs on one side of a tree leaning towards your house is a structural defect that you should, I recommend that homeowners go to the backside of the tree and look at the lean. Even I make myself do it because I can look at a tree and go, oh, that's not too bad. And then I go to the back and go, oh. Your house should be the place you run to when the storm comes, not the Holiday Inn or Hilton. So the next thing I'm going to look for is, again, the obvious, holes in a tree, big hollow spots. I want to see big, beautiful flared roots that are 2.5 times the diameter of the tree. I want to make sure that my branches are complete to the top and not dying or have elbows in the tips of the branches. That's called tip dieback. That's a sign that the roots were damaged.
And so where are they missing the branches? On the top or the bottom? Or
on the top.
On the top.
What will happen is the branch will die at the top until the phloem can kind of stop leaking, because they'll leak. And when they leak, it's the root hairs at the end of the root are like the alveoli in your lungs. They pressurize the system, and when they're cut, the system starts to leak. And of course, if you have a pump, the hardest place to pump to is the furthest up and the furthest out, and that will die, and they call that tip dieback. And you'll look for little elbows in the ends of the tree. The other thing you want to look for is if the tree has suckers growing up the trunk. That's a sign of a diminishing root system. We all know that a squirrel buries an acorn, and that acorn puts down roots, and then it puts out a top. The next year, it puts down more root so that it can grow a bigger top, and it repeats this process throughout its life. So when we have a diminishing root system, the sap is pooled in the trunk areas, and when it's really bad, it's pooled in the limbs. And we can see this type of growth.
Well, that's interesting.
Yeah.
You are an expert in this field. I will tell you that right now.
I didn't want to be, but I got tricked into this, and we did catch some fish.
Wow. I tell you, I'm overwhelmed by the knowledge.
And there's a bunch of crazy things that happen too. I remember at my old house, my neighbor had some dead trees, right? And he didn't do anything about it. It fell over in my yard, and guess who had to take care of the tree removal and repair the fence?
Why?
It was me.
Why?
Because it landed on my property. Is that true?
It is true. It's called subrogation. And what it is if you have a tree, let's say the tree's in the national park, which is basically we own the national park, right? Mm-hmm. And it falls across 100 homes. Each home divides liability and ownership. It's your property. It's an act of God. It's also a gift from God, whether you like it or not.
Well, let me ask you this. Let's say we're in a subdivision, okay? And the neighbor has a tree just over your line on his property, and it falls over on your property and damages your fence. He's not liable to help with any of that? You have to...
Not really.
Wow.
That's
amazing.
I went through it, and... you know, the only thing I can think to do is, you know, if you notify him, hey, you have a dead tree, and maybe you do something in writing, like, you need to remove this, and then it happens, you may have the ability to go sue them because that's negligence on his end. But you do have to notify him in that situation, correct?
It's a good idea. It's the law says you need to notify them by certified letter. In the 33 years that I've been in business, I have had this happen really one time where the neighbor notified him, the other neighbor, of a tree that was impending doom. The neighbor got an arborist, which is a one-day class, remember, to give him his arboricultural opinion on the tree. And since it had green leaves, he said, well, it has green leaves, and it seems to be a healthy tree. The tree, of course, fell, taking off the brand new cantilevered addition to their home. The police put a police line in their home. They used a remote control to control their TV on the house, the preserved house part of the side of the tree. So they, it was the only time I've ever seen this happen. Both people had different arboricultural opinions. My opinion was that the tree, there was a driveway on both sides of the tree. There's no way it had any roots. But the other arborist, his opinion was different.
Well, Jim, you know what you need to do, and you know most people are, you know, talk to their neighbors, might say something. They're probably not going to send a certified letter, but you know it is. I just thought that was one of those stories that you know people just.
It
wouldn't know,
all
right?
The time.
Like Jim, you know, Jim's thinking, that's crazy. Well, it sounds crazy to me too until it happens. But that's why everybody that's listening, you know, like Jim said earlier, there's a lot of reasons to remove trees, right? You just don't want them there for certain reasons, but you do need to keep your eye on these dying trees or the leaning trees and all that kind of stuff because once it goes, there's a lot of damage that can be done. These trees are enormous and heavy, and they can do a tremendous amount of damage
now,
to
your
home or car.
Are there trees, like you mentioned, the poplar, so easily ready to rot or succumb to disease? Are there trees that if we want to plant trees on our property that we should lean towards those types of trees and stay away from other trees? Any thoughts on that?
Well, some trees tend to be shorter lived than others. The recipe for longevity in a tree is a central lead and alternating 45 degree branches, just like the redwoods. They live a long time. If you're looking at, say, evergreen buffers, we know now that the Leland cypresses are all being infected by a fungus called Passiflora. Also, the arborvitae, which is the same leaf structure, is being attacked. So I don't need a million calls about what trees to plant, but those are the trees you just don't want to plant because you'll get them from the nursery and they'll have the disease on them. As far as deciduous trees, I kind of lean towards the harder hardwoods, the white oaks, the Schumard oaks. I think they're a little more impervious to rot. I like the stateliness of those trees. I think they're beautiful trees. You know, if you have a yard that's 20 by 20, you wouldn't want to plant a huge tree like this. You'd probably want to plant more like a Japanese maple or an upright Japanese maple for a space like that.
How are the maples, the different maples?
Well, if you can find a maple, I think red sunset maple is one of my favorites. It tends to maintain a central lead with alternating 45-degree branches. But some of the cultivars and subspecies will have steep upright crotches, which is a structural defect. And that's if you don't – if you're not handy enough or educated enough to know how to prune that and when to prune that and what to do after you prune that, I'd probably suggest either hiring a professional or picking a different tree that doesn't have that habit.
Well, listen, there's another thing. I'm shifting gears just a little bit here, but I know you have a lot of really expensive equipment. I mean, not only is the money on this stuff astronomical, but just the maintenance and everything else. I think, talk a little bit about that, because, you know, sometimes people think these tree companies are very expensive, and, you know, we talked about insurance already, but there's some other things. There's some real cost that come into, you know, the tree company removal.
There's a lot to maintaining this equipment. You know, it's not, I mean, you buy brand new equipment, and I remember demoing a chipper. The salesman was so proud. We bought, back then it was a $60,000 chipper. He stayed an hour with us. He left, and the hydraulic tank went kaput and dumped 50 gallons of hydraulic fluid on my customer's drive. So it can be a double-edged sword. Even new equipment has to be broken, and there's a lot to it. We have, you know, full-time mechanics that help us with this. We literally are a full-blown hydraulic shop just to maintain the equipment. We are the gas station. We have on-road diesel, off-road diesel, gasoline, so we don't get stalemated at a gas station with plus it's a waste of time. You know, when you go to a gas station, all the guys want to go in and eat lunch and go to the bathroom. Oh, they wait till the last second to run back in and go to the bathroom. It's a huge waste of time. But, you know, every bit thing about it, the tires, the air filters, the every grease fitting, every bearing has to be cared for. It's just overwhelming.
And I know that Tomahawk has a reputation. When that equipment comes to the person's home, it's clean and shiny. You always keep all your stuff looking great, don't you? You don't let it just...
I try to.
Yeah. You can tell that makes a difference.
You know what's crazy is that in order to have a chipper and a truck that's going to be 100%, you really need to have two chippers and two trucks. You have to have redundant equipment. To run two crews, we run four Bobcats. To run two crews, we have seven medium-duty dump trucks. To run a log truck, we have two log trucks. It's just the way it is. I have racks of tires just to keep my trucks rolling down the road. I have a great relationship with my tire guy.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah, we buy a lot of tires.
And all that equipment has to be insured.
It does. And if it's new, it's going to be full coverage insurance. And lots of it's new.
So if you want to jump in the tree business, you better think twice, right? Because you better know what you're getting into.
Well, and besides that, you watch these guys climbing up these trees. I mean, I always think these guys need their heads examined for going up on these trees. I mean, talk about the type of person you need to hire to go climb up these trees and go start chopping the tops of them
off. There's a craft unto itself, isn't it?
Well, you know, some of these trees that we get into, the other day, you've heard lightning doesn't strike twice in the same place, right?
Right.
Well, I get a call, and I go out on a popular country club, and the homeowner meets me with a hard hat. She's got her hard hat on. And I'm like, what are we looking at here? Oh, you'll see. We go back, and there is a 30-inch pine tree that had been hit by lightning probably 20, 25 years ago. And when it got hit 25 years ago, all the spirals that rotted. And then it got hit by lightning again, and it blew all the rot out of the tree. I mean, it was unbelievable. And I'm like, yeah, I think I better go get my hard hat. And so she's like, I said, I don't know if I can get a climber to climb the tree. So I said, I tell you what, I'm going to go to one of my job sites at lunch, and I'm going to grab my best climber. I'm going to bring him out here. And he came out, and he looked at it, and he looked at it, and looked at it, and looked at it, and he says to me, he goes, I'll do it. We just need to get a crane up above it. And so we brought out a crane and reached over the house, almost into the over the whole backyard, almost into the golf course. And we lifted that tree one piece at a time, very carefully, having him tied into another tree. It was just one of those on the edge of your seat.
And then it's almost like surgery.
It is. And then, of course, we have to worry about her house. We wanted to, you know, we had to swing the material over the structure. So, yeah, some of these guys, we had a tree yesterday that was so rotten that the spikes slid through the mush on the outside of the tree and they couldn't climb it.
Hmm.
And I would just think, you know, as good as you guys are of kind of knowing these trees and how rotted they are or whatever, there's got to be, you talked about it earlier, how the outside looks fine and the inside's totally rotted. I mean,
how do you know?
That stuff's, that's right. How
well,
do you know?
Well, you know, there's ways to tell. And that's why I really suggest that people call us up and get a free hazard tree assessment. We can, you know, I joke around, I go, I can see through trees after 33 years of looking at trees that have fallen over, and I look at every one. I can just about see through a tree. You can also drill, grab a drill, grab an auger bit, and drill through it and see if it's hollow. You know, a tree can recover from typically from a small little, you know, 3/8 inch drill bit.
And you're cutting it down anyways, typically, right?
Well,
that's why you're
likely,
out there.
If it's hollow, you're going to cut it down. And there was a device called a resistograph that has a 1/16 inch drill bit that will drill through it, and it's hooked to a small graph, and it will tell you the condition of the wood as you drive. And typically, an arborist company is going to charge you for that, but it's a good way to see if a tree's hollow.
That's technology. We talk about technology all the time, how it's changed so much in every industry, really. But you know, these little tools over time that. You know, and I know we're going to get pretty close to, or we're getting pretty close to a break over here, but that's another thing I want to talk to you about is technology and how it's affected you. Is it the same old thing it was 33 years ago, or is it totally different, or is some the same and some of it completely different?
Oh, it's come full circle. It's a whole new world now.
Well, I tell you what, you're probably one of the more interesting guests we've ever had on here, because I'm just sitting here, I'm just enjoying listening to you talk, Bob. I mean, it's great. It's a plethora of information.
It is. It's funny. There's so many people we have on. It seems like you could right. only talk for 5 minutes about right. something, right. and you could talk for 2 hours, no problem.
Well, we got more. Please join Bob for the last segment. We'll be right back after this break.
Make the most out of your daily commute or next road trip in a new Audi from Audi Atlanta. And what better way to do it than behind the wheel of a stylish Audi A5 Sportback? Hey, it's Finn, along with my friends at Audi Atlanta, here to introduce this city to the Audi A5 Sportback. With a versatile and athletic design, the beauty lies within, combining the sleekness of a coupe with the practicality of a four-door hatchback. And right now, you can lease the Audi A5 Sportback for $537 per month. Find yours at AudiAtlanta.com. And use the Jim Ellis Expressway to start or complete your entire purchase online, or shop in person on Peachtree Boulevard just inside the perimeter. Experience the thrill of driving like never before at Audi Atlanta. Offer applies to a 36-month lease, 2024 Audi A5 Sportback 40, $537 per month, 10,000 miles per year, with $4,731 due at signing. Example stock number A25954, MSRP $49,905, excludes tax, tag, and title fees. Offer expires 5/31/24 with approved credit.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win. This is the All Four Seasons Home Show on Extra 106.3.
Welcome back to the All Four Seasons Home Show with your sponsor, Dan Watkins. I'm Jim Niarchos, and we've had it's been a great show, Dan, here. Interesting, full of jam-packed information with Bob Coombs of Tomahawk Tree, and Bob, how has technology impacted your industry?
Well, you know, I was telling you earlier, we had a fellow who'd bring out a team of mules pulling logs out of folks' yard.
Yeah.
Well, you know, as technology advanced, it wasn't that much better. It got down to where we had log trucks with big cables and booms on the top that would pull the log out of the backyard. Mm. And as you can imagine, there's lots of obstacles that you have. So we would use different pulleys to pull them left, pull them right. And I don't know if you've ever seen a log drug out of a yard. It's kind of like pulling out a bulldozer in reverse. And it brings all the earth and debris with it.
It creates a canal.
It creates a canal. And that's just the first pull. Yeah. What about the 20 trees that you're going to pull from the back? There was a loader called a silhouette loader. And these things were so dangerous. And basically what it was a brake hub with a cable attached to a reel. And you would basically pull a little master cylinder, would put friction on the drum brake, and it would start turning the drum, which turned the spool. Well, as you pulled it all the way out, and this cable full of snags where the cable would fray, and you'd have to have gloves, and it would occasionally rip through your skin. And you'd pull this out, and when you got down to the end of the roll, you had tremendous torque. And when the guy up on top, the crane, pulled that lever, that thing had all the torque in the world. The truck was either going towards the log, or the log was going towards the truck, or the cable was breaking. There was nothing else. So they would pull it, and it had tremendous torque. So it would start coming, and then as it got to the middle of the spool, it started picking up speed. And by the time it got to the truck, it was cooking. And you would literally let it bounce off the tandem wheels and swing the boom around. And as soon as you let that thing go, that log came down with the force of gravity. And hopefully you got it in place. And if not, you walked across the load, you used hooks, and you got it in. You hooked it in place. And then you do the whole thing over again. Then we got into having bobcats with attachments. And back then, they had rubber tire bobcats with these grapples on them. And they would just do so much rutting of yards. And finally, that technology changed to the big, wide tracks. And then we could put those tracks on mats. And then it went to the mini bobcats. And those bobcats operated on those mats. And it was all about engineering the drive of the bobcat and the ability for the bobcat to manipulate the load. So that's just one aspect that's come a long way.
Well, the other thing I know you wanted to talk a little bit about is permitting. That's something maybe people aren't thinking about, but they should.
That's right. There are some areas like the whole city of Marietta. You really don't need a permit in Marietta. Cobb County, not really. There's just a few cities that have permit requirements. But for most of Fulton County, there is pretty much a permit in every city, and it's different in every city. So it's a good idea to hire a company that knows all the ins and outs. I have one special person in my office that does nothing but permits. And because they're all different and they have different application procedures, most of them require a picture of the tree, a survey of the lot, where the location of the trees are, and a reason for them being taken down.
Bob, why is it that all these municipalities that are basically in the same metropolitan area have such a variance in permits? Why don't they have one, Dan?
It's like the building industry. The building permits in different counties are different.
I mean, that's going to drive you nuts.
It's government, right? I mean, that's like
it's
asking
a tax.
Why our government's
we're
so
from
screwed
the government,
up, right?
And we're here to help.
Yeah. Why not just tax us? Set a tax. Tax us. You know, keep it simple. That's too simple. That's
another
not government.
Tax. We don't necessarily need that either.
You know, my thoughts have been this. Nobody pays perfectly good money to cut down a perfectly good tree, except for municipalities like cities, counties, and developers. Am I right?
Yeah, you're right.
And a lot, and power utility companies, power companies, they'll cut down a perfectly good tree.
You know, one of the things that I think a lot of the I'm getting off on a different thing here real quick, but one of the things I think a lot of residential customers are always surprised at, you know, they get a tree taken down, and then they're always surprised that they have to get the stump grounded. They want the stump out, and they think that should all be one thing, but that's two separate processes, right? And
it is.
And an additional cost, obviously.
It is.
Different equipment.
Yeah, and let's face it, if you got a stump in the woods that you never go in, I mean, why pay $30 a foot to grind a stump? You know, some people want to look at the stump. We cut down a very, very, very old tree recently, and she wanted to spend the rest of her life being able to look at that stump.
Maybe it's a chair, right? Maybe they sit down on it at some point and look out at the rest of their yard. Jim.
They got enjoyment out of the
How about these people
tree?
To think they can pay to get a tree cut down? They don't want to pay to grind the stump, but they think they can drill a hole in the stump and pour milk or something to rot it and make it go away. You know those myths. Talk about those
for
a second.
Well, you know,
maybe it's not a myth.
Stumps have been being rotted for 400 million years. So I have ways to rot them, and nature has ways to rot stumps.
Yeah.
So it can be done.
Yeah. Well, you know, Bob, it's been such a great show having you here. Will you come back again in the future?
Absolutely.
All right. Yeah, definitely. And folks who want to talk to Tomahawk and get some information or maybe have you come out, what's the best way for them to contact Tomahawk?
Well, you can email us. You can go on our website. You can check out chopemcheap.com, tomahawktreeservice.com. I implore everybody out there to, you know, really look up. Dangerous trees are everywhere. You know, you're the steward. The homeowner's the steward of the tree. And if you don't know, if you don't have a degree in forestry or biology, you know, let me come out. It's free. Let me look at your tree.
Wait, what's free? Tell our audience, what's
free?
Free.
It's free.
It's free, Dan.
We love free.
The removal's not free. But but remember, I compete with my worst of competitors.
Right,
you know,
right, I
there's people who cut a lot of corners that I'm not willing to cut.
Yeah.
I compete very well with them. And I have a wealth of 33 years of studying trees with and I crave it. Yeah. And I am happy to give a free hazard tree assessment. Let me spend a half an hour with you and let me look at your trees.
All right. Thank you, Bob Coombs, Tomahawk. Thank you, Dan Watkins, All Four Seasons Garage and Entry Doors, for sponsoring the All Four Seasons Home Show every Saturday morning at 9. Have a great week.
Make the most out of your daily commute or next road trip in a new Audi from Audi Atlanta. And what better way to do it than behind the wheel of a stylish Audi A5 Sportback? Hey, it's Finn, along with my friends at Audi Atlanta, here to introduce this city to the Audi A5 Sportback. With a versatile and athletic design, the beauty lies within, combining the sleekness of a coupe with the practicality of a four-door hatchback. And right now, you can lease the Audi A5 Sportback for $537 per month. Find yours at AudiAtlanta.com. And use the Jim Ellis Expressway to start or complete your entire purchase online, or shop in person on Peachtree Boulevard just inside the perimeter. Experience the thrill of driving like never before at Audi Atlanta. Offer applies to a 36-month lease, 2024 Audi A5 Sportback 40, $537 per month, 10,000 miles per year, with $4,731 due at signing. Example stock number A25954, MSRP $49,905, excludes tax, tag, and title fees. Offer expires 5/31/24 with approved credit.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save. And save and win.
Camp Margaritaville RV Resort, where you can just breathe in and breathe out. Or move. There's biking, boating, arcade games, hiking, nearby golfing. Or fly through the new Fins Up Water Park. Thrills, chills, twists, and turns. This could be you. Camp Margaritaville at Lanier Islands. An easy 1 hour drive from Atlanta. Book your stay today at CampMargaritavilleLanierIslands.com.